So I want to welcome you again this evening as we have gathered together to celebrate our Savior's birth. This is always an exciting night. It's always an exciting time. And I think one of the things that makes this such a joyous occasion are the kinds of traditions that many of us have that are tied to major holidays, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter. I'm sure all of you have certain traditions that your families follow at Christmas time. Our family has certain traditions that we've followed since before I was a little girl. So we would always go to church on Christmas Eve, and then we would go home after church, and we have a family Christmas Eve service that we do every year. It's a service that my father's father, my grandfather Schaefer, wrote and developed over 60 some years ago. And every year we gather together after our church service and have this family service together where we sing a verse of Silent Night and a verse of Away in the Manger and read the Christmas story, and then we pray for everybody in the family by name. We have certain traditions that we do at Easter time too. So some families do Easter egg hunts, some people do hiding Easter baskets. Our Easter tradition is a little strange. We hard-boil a number of eggs and color them and decorate them, but mixed in with the hard-boiled eggs is one raw egg that's decorated, and we all grab the eggs and we stand around in a circle after we have our Easter meal, and we smack the eggs over our head to see who gets the raw egg on top of their head. So it's a little odd, but we have fun with it. I'm sure all of your families probably have traditions that you enjoy and that make holidays special for you. But have you ever wondered what it might be like if we combined some of those traditions and some of the holidays? And we're going to look at that in a little bit, but first I want you to pray with me, okay? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people this night. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So as we think about the idea of combining some holiday traditions, there are a number of ways that maybe that could happen, but I have a video clip, sort of like Easter egg hunt meets the nativity scene, right? And there are three things that I really loved about that video clip. The first was the look that his wife gave him when he first stole the baby Jesus. I actually shared this video a week or so ago with my husband, Mike, and when he saw that section, he looked at me and said, I've seen that look a time or two before. So, I mean, that was just a really very real thing. Second thing I really liked is just the sheer joy that the children exhibited whenever they found the baby Jesus. The third thing I love about that video is the line in which he says that he was raised to know that the most important thing about Christmas is seeking Christ. How many times do we get distracted from that in this time of year? How many times do our really long lists of things that we need to do, or people we need to send cards to, or presents we need to wrap, or cookies we need to bake, how many times do those lists get in the way of us seeking the Christ child? But when we take the time to seek the Christ child, amazing things happen in our hearts and in our lives. And when we find the Christ child, the joy that we experience is like the joy that those children displayed in that video. In the gospel lesson from Luke that we heard this evening, the shepherds were the ones who were seeking the Christ child. Now, we need to remember that in that day and age, shepherds had a very low social standing. They lived out in the fields with animals. They were dirty. They were dusty. Quite honestly, they probably smelled like sheep dung. They were not the people anybody really wanted to associate with. Yet they did not allow their low social status to keep them from seeking Jesus. They were out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night in an area where there was dangerous territory, and their work depended on them being there and being present with their flocks, but they did not allow the responsibilities of that job to keep them from seeking the Christ child. And if anybody had talked to them and asked them why they were doing this, and they said, well, an angel came and spoke to us, and then there were all these angels in the sky, and they started singing, what do you think the reaction of most people would be? I don't know. I think you all have been indulging a little too much out there in those lonely fields, right? But they did not allow the skepticism of others to keep them from seeking the Christ child. Scripture tells us that they went with haste, and they found Mary and the baby lying in the manger. And when they encountered Jesus, their hearts and lives were changed and transformed. And the scripture tells us that they went home glorifying God and rejoicing at what they had seen. When we seek the Christ child, amazing things can happen in our hearts and in our lives. Max Lucado is a pastor and an author who has written a book called An Incredible Savior. And it's a book with a series of short stories in it. And one of his stories in that book is the story of a man named Henry. And Henry was really just a very miserably unhappy man. He'd gotten older, his kids were grown and had moved away. The neighborhood in which he lived had changed, and the city just seemed like a harsh place, and life just did not feel joyous to him at all. He was miserable and unhappy and struggling, and finally he was so tired of how miserable he felt, he went to his pastor and he said to his pastor, "What is going on? Is there some sin in my life that is causing me to feel this miserable?" And the pastor said, "Well, as a matter of fact, there is." Henry was kind of taken aback, and he said, "Okay, well, what's the sin?" And the wise pastor said to him, "The sin in your life is the sin of ignorance. Because one of your neighbors is the Messiah, and you have been ignorant and unable to see." Henry left and was thinking to himself, who on earth could that be? I mean, there's Tom the butcher, but he's always so gruff and miserable around other people. It can't be Tom. Maybe it's my cousin Mary down the street, but I don't know. She's just so proud all the time. I don't see it being Mary. Maybe it's Aaron, the paper boy. Nah, he's so self-indulgent and lazy. Can't be Aaron. Everyone he thought about had a defect. Everyone he thought about had a fault or a flaw. But as he started looking, he said, well, you know, the Messiah has got to be there somewhere. And he started noticing some things that he hadn't seen before. Like how the grocer would always carry the sacks of groceries out for the elderly ladies who came into the corner shop. Maybe it's him. Or how the officer on the corner always had a smile for the kids as they were walking to school. Maybe it's him. Or that young couple that just moved in who are so kind to people, maybe one of them. And as he started noticing these things, a gradual change came over him. And there was a lighter bounce in his step and a sparkle in his eye. And when somebody sat down to talk to him, he truly listened to what they had to say, because maybe this was the Messiah who would offer him a word of wisdom or a word of encouragement. And when somebody asked him for help or assistance, he would volunteer to help, because maybe it was the Messiah that he was aiding. And his life became filled with happiness and joy. And others noticed the change in him, and somebody finally came up to him and said to him, "Why the change in your attitude? What happened?" And he said, "All I can tell you is this. It was only when I started looking for Jesus that my life began to change." It's when we seek the Christ child, when we are looking for Jesus, that we can find the joy that God wants us to experience. Let's seek that gift this Christmas. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and holy God, the giver of all good gifts, we seek but one reward, one gift in this Christmas season. Grant us hearts that will not rest until we rest in you. Grant us hearts that long only for you. Grant us hearts that seek only your presence. And grant us hearts that will settle for nothing less than Jesus, in whose name we pray, and all God's people said, Amen.